What up, what up? It's your boy Vigo Saatchi. This is the Investor Show, and you're checking in with the investor genius, Prince Dykes. Let's get it.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Investor Show. As always, this is your host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, share button, and also hit the bell icon to get the notifications as new videos, tutorials, all interviews, and episodes, stuff drop. And also, check out the description box to check out the podcast, Facebook, Instagram, all of the great stuff. But without further ado, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So as you guys and girls can see in the description box, this video is going to be about what will happen to my portfolio if 2008 will happen tomorrow. Now, the reason why I say this, because a lot of people are becoming nervous and scared ever since Red October. I like to call it Red because, you know, when the market goes down, it's in the red. Ever since Red October snuck upon us, and the market has been taking a little dive here recently and been getting very volatile, people have been becoming very nervous. Oh, my God, what's going on? I was doing so great last year. I did so great. Last year, I was doing so good this year. Now I'm coming up into this. What's wrong? What's happening? All of the great stuff like that. And the reason why I made this video is to kind of show you to get your portfolio prepared, like I've said numerous times before, when the market dive will happen. So here with E-Trade, you have a very, very cool tool that you can do that with. So the easiest way to get to this, or the only way I know how to get to it, is probably up on the portfolios, right? But you go to portfolios, but you go here, go up on the keywords, you see keywords right there. You're just going to type in risk analyzer. You see that? Risk analyzer. Type it in. Boom. Once you hit it, you're going to click on risk analyzer. And when it comes up, you're going to come all the way over here to stress test. See that? It's going to have you on accounts first, but go into stress test. You're going to click on a tab that says stress test up under risk analyzer after you search for it. When you come here, you get to choose your accounts, right? Even you can use a watch list. Like I have a watch list on here right now. You can pick from accounts or whatnot, but I have a watch list on here because I created a watch list and I want to see how, I created a fake portfolio just to see how, what I put some stocks in, just to see how it will perform in 2008. Then you go over here and you say analyze. You got financial crisis 2008. You can define your own crisis, September 11th. You can make up your own crisis, whatever you want to do. So I'm going to use 2008 since that was the most recent one, right? And I'm going to click go. When I click go, it's going to tell me, hey, before my portfolio was worth $3,630.87. After the crash, my portfolio will only be worth $3,074. What changed? Market change. It went down by 15%, right? Now I can go over here to table. And it'll tell you what I had. When I go over here to the table, it'll tell you I had some Coca-Cola stock, some Ford stock, some General Electric stock, S&P 500 index, S&P 500, Verizon, and a little marijuana company, right? So these will fall all up under large cap. Large cap means large capitalization, big blue chip stocks. So these are large cap. This is most of my portfolio at. Mid small cap, only thing I have is this little marijuana company. This is actually someone's portfolio that I'm looking over, right? So this will tell you, this is what you started. This is where you ended. This is where you, after the market crash, this portfolio will lose $556, a 15% drop in my portfolio if the market was to crash, if 2008 was to happen to this portfolio tomorrow. Now, the cool thing about this is now I can look at this and say, wow, what can I do to make changes in my portfolio? What can I do? How would it affect my portfolio? How can I clean it up? Just kind of help you build a portfolio. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go back to my watch list. Up on the watch list, click on watch list. Now, when I get to my watch list, this is the watch list I had. Go to manage watch list. Now, what I can do to hit the curve to, hey, I was going to lose 15% in this portfolio if the market crash happened tomorrow, which we know will happen again. So what I can do, I can add gold in here. What are some things that that don't move or usually gain value? What are some ways I can hedge my bet? So this is $115 a piece. Let's say if I added 3 shares of that. Let's say if I added 4 shares of that. 4 shares of that, boom. And let's say if I wanted to hedge myself, I also wanted to get some of the dog. The dog, who knows what the dog is? D-O-G, right? These are the shorts, the Dow. This means that when the Dow goes down, this goes up. I'm going to add some of the dog in there, boom, right? And since it's $59 a share, I'm going to add, let's say, 4 of them as well, right? Save. Now, when I have saved this, I added the dog in here, and I added the gold in here, right? This is the short dog Dow. This is me when the Dow goes down, this goes up. Gold, usually your precious metals will spike in a down economy. When the market gets volatile and start going down like it is now, you will see things like gold, silver, things like that go up. So people like to hide their money into gold. They like to hide their money in the Dow. And also, let's add something else in here. We're going to add some bonds. So we're going to put some BLV in here, some long-term bonds, ETFs in here too. And we're going to see how can we hedge our 15% loss. Let's say we added 2 of those in here. Bam. Right? So let's go back to the risk analyzer. We're going to go back to it. Now that we're back to the stress test. After we made some hedging things, maybe we want to hedge, clean up our portfolio a little bit to say, hey, let's get ready for that downturn. What if that downturn happens? We know it's going to happen. We don't know when it's going to happen. But we're going to throw some dog in there, which is very, very risky because you don't know. You're short in the market, but you don't know when that short can happen. But that's very risky. We're going to throw some gold in there, which is pretty conservative, right? And what else did we do? I think that's the only thing. And we threw some long-term bonds, which are pretty conservative as well. Some places to hide some money, right? Here we go. We're going to hit go. We're going to see how it's going to turn out. Boom, we hit it. So before, we had $4,485, right? After, we got $3,983, leading to an 11% change. Before, we had a 15% change. Now, we only have an 11% change, right? Not as bad. Now, we're going to go take a look at the table, see how we fared up. Now, when we come back down to the table, we can see what we lost on. We can see we made a little bit of money here, right? We made 24% because we shorted the Dow. That's if you was perfect, and the next day the Dow went down. So don't get, ooh, wow, I should go buy this. It's very risky. Keep that in mind. So you shorted the Dow, right? Boom. You lost, you gained 24% over here. See that? Also with the gold, you lost nothing. Since you brought gold, when the economy went down, you really didn't lose anything. I think in real life, it'll probably go up. With the bonds, you only lost 1%. 1% is not bad when you look at losing 6% over here, 15% over here, 17%, 18%, 21%, 11%, or whatever. By adding in these things, this is what we added in. Whoa, wrong thing. So can I highlight it? By adding in these things, right, it was able to curve some of our losses. Instead of losing 15% like we did the first time, this time we're only down 11% if 2008 was to happen. But you guys kind of can see how you can play with this. Now, imagine if we, instead of investing $400, we invested more money into gold or silver or things like that, precious metals, or we had brought more bonds, it would bring this number down. So this is a way you can kind of hedge out your portfolio, because you got to think about it. Majority of your portfolio is here. Let's pause it right here. And I want to say you can use these exact same highlighted things to sell during a down economy and to buy more of the large cap. Right, you can see that you can sell some of your gold, some of your bonds, some of your maybe if you shorted the market, and you can buy and invest more into large cap when they're down. And now back to our scheduled programming. You have how much money in your portfolio? You got $3,600 tied up inside of very risky things, right? They're not risky, but when the economy goes down, they're going to go down too, right? Large cap things that will rebound over the long term. But here in the median cap, you don't have that much. So, but you only have a small percentage of your portfolio in these things. So you can up this in, you can put more stuff here to hedge yourself. But this is a cool little tool that you can use to help build portfolios. All right. To the next video, podcast, cartoon, book, or whatever else you see me do crazy around the globe. Peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.